Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So many apps that you'll want to build will involve more than just one page. Up to now, the simple examples we've been creating involve just the main page.xaml. But what if we wanted to navigate to a second page? Let's call it page2.xaml. How would we do that? We'll talk about that in this lesson. Furthermore, perhaps the user selects an option on mainpage.xaml, and based on that selection, we want to navigate to page two and pass along certain information that will change what happens on page two. So how do we pass information from mainpage.xaml to page2.xaml? We'll talk about that in this lesson. Furthermore, suppose that you have a dozen pages in your app and there's various branching from one page to the next based on which option the user selected on any given page, maybe like a wizard style app. So how can you manipulate the history of the pages that have been visited so that when the user clicks the physical back button on the phone, that we can change from going to the previous page back to the first page, the main page.xaml, perhaps. We'll talk about how to manipulate the history of the pages that have been visited, and also how to manually take control of going back and going forward in that history of pages that have been visited. Okay, so to begin, let's create and start with a very simple example. We'll call this just navigation example. And the first thing that I want to do is add a second page. So I'm going to go right click on the project and select add new item. And we could choose this basic page, which has a simple layout of the app's name and the page title at the top. And then we can fill in our details or other XAML here in the body. But for our purposes, the blank page will work just fine. You can see there's actually several different options with pages, and I would invite you to learn more about those and use them as you will, as you have time. So we're going to create page2.xaml and click add. And while I'm here on page two, what I want to do is add some XAML to this page. So I'm going to remove the grid and I'm going to paste in this stack panel with a margin, text block. I'm setting the text to page2.xaml so we know which page we're currently on. And then these last two items we'll use a little bit later. For example, whenever we're passing data from main page to page two, and then we may even navigate to a third page just to demonstrate some other features of navigation. While I'm here, I'm going to also go to and right click on the button click event here and select go to definition so that it creates this method stub for us. We'll need that whenever we attempt to compile our page two. Okay, so now let's go back to our mainpage.xaml. And here I'm going to paste in some XAML, getting rid of the grid and instead replacing it with a stack panel. We have a text block just to let us know what current page we're currently on, mainpage.xaml. And then also a button with the text, go to page two. The idea is that the user will click this and we'll load up page two into the viewable frame of our app. So let me right click on the button click event handler here so that we can go to the definition. It'll create the method stub. And this is the code that will actually perform the navigation. I'll just paste it in here. So there is some ideas that we'll talk about in an upcoming lesson regarding the life cycle of the app, what happens when the application first starts. A lot of that will be from this app.xaml.cs file, which we'll talk about later. But in a nutshell, when your application launches, it has access to the phone's window. And we will immediately create a frame object which represents the window to our app. That frame object will be what we load page objects, the page class, or instances of the page class, like for example, our mainpage.xaml. If we were to take a look at the class declaration, you can see that, where am I here? Whoops, there we go, mainpage.xaml. .cs. All right, you can see that this main page class is an instance of page. So the frame will allow us to load and unload page objects in and out of the frame. So the frame manages page objects and what's currently displayed in the window. Furthermore, it's what keeps a history of all of the pages that have been navigated to and will allow us to navigate back to those pages. It'll also allow us to an opportunity to save the state of those pages before they're unloaded from memory and more. Okay, but at any rate, I think we have everything we need now to run our app. So let's go ahead and run it. And we'll need to talk about that navigate method in just a little bit more detail here. Forgot to do that. Let's go ahead and click on the go to page 2, and you can see now we're on page 2.xaml, and we could click page 3, but it won't do anything just yet. All right, let's take a look at, and I got sidetracked a little bit here, main page.xaml, the button click event. So we're working with the frame object. The frame represents the window that's currently visible in our app. We're calling the navigate method, and there's a couple of overloaded versions of navigate. We'll talk about that in a moment. But at a minimum, navigate will create a new instance of a page object. Which page? Whatever the pages that we send in here. So we want to get the name, the type name of the page that we want to work with. In this case, we're using the built-in method type of to retrieve the current type of our page 2 class and use that to navigate to it. All right, so now let's do something a little more interesting and pass along some information from one page to the next. So in our button click, I want to use frame.navigate, but this time in addition to passing in the type of page 2, I'm going to pass in a simple string. We can pass anything as a parameter from one page to the next. This is of type object, so it'll be boxed up into an object and then unboxed out on our page 2. So this is how we send a parameter from one page to the next. How do we retrieve it and work with it on page 2? Well, there's one method in particular here, this onNavigatedTo method that has an input parameter of navigation event args. And the navigation event args has a parameter property that allows us to get to whatever was sent from the previous page. And it has some other properties as well that allow us to determine which page was the one that we navigated from to this page and so on. All right, so what we'll do in the onNavigatedTo event is we'll set the text block text property that we added whenever we copied our XAML onto this page2.xaml, we will set its text property equal to the parameter. Now the parameter again is of type object, so we'll want to call toString in order to get it into the right type and display it correctly on screen. So let's go ahead and run the app. And this time, whenever we click the button to navigate to page 2, now we get a nice big message, hola, from the main page. Great. All right, so in addition to this onNavigatedTo method, there's also an onNavigatedFrom event that we can handle that will be triggered right before the current page is removed from the frame as the new page is loaded into the frame. So this might be a good opportunity on the onNavigatedFrom to clean up any resource or save the current state of the page depending on whatever your application needs. Okay, so typically sending a simple data type from one page to the next is not enough. This doesn't really help us a lot. What we may want to send at a minimum is like the ID of a given item that was selected so that we can see more details about that item on page 2. Or perhaps we need to send multiple pieces of information. We might need to send, disparate pieces of information from one page to the next as we maintain state across all the pages for our needs. And so in that case, what we may want to do is create a custom class that will contain all of the things that we want to pass from one page to the next. And so this is typically called a navigation context object. And that's just a convention. It's just something we're going to build. It's not something built into the framework. It's just a pattern that I see emerging as apps are built and they're passing data from one page to the next. So we're going to add a new class. I'm going to call this navigation context.cs. And here what I'll do is just create a class. I'll replace this stub with a couple of public properties like ID, name, description. Okay, you might need to do more than just this. But the idea here is that since you're passing a parameter of type object from page to page, you can pass anything you want to pass. You can pass a collection from page to page. In this case, we're just going to keep it simple with an instance of this navigation context object, and we'll fill in some properties. So let's go ahead and do that in the mainpage.cs. Let's go ahead and comment that line of code out, and we'll do something a little more elaborate here. So we'll create a new instance of that navigation context object and populate its properties with dummy data. So ID, name, and description. And then we'll call the navigate method of the frame, passing in the type of the page that we want to navigate to, and then an instance of this navigation context object. So that's how we pass the data. How do we retrieve it on page two? We're going to comment out this line of code and instead replace it with this line of code, or these two lines of code. So here we're going to still work with the navigation event args E, still work with its parameter property, but this time we're going to cast it to an instance of this navigation context class that I created. Now that we have it, we can work with any of the properties, the ID, the name, or in this case, the description, which will print into the text block on page two. Let's see it running. And so we see the description from our navigation context instance. This is a test, all right? Again, not very glamorous, but think about the power of what we've just demonstrated here. You can create any kind of type. It can be an instance of, for example, a collection of an individual type that's created specifically for the purpose of transferring data from one page to the next, this navigation context, or simple types, ints, strings, dates, whatever the case might be, from one page to the next to maintain the state across all the pages in your apps. All right, great. So now let's talk about navigation history and manipulating it. So I'm going to add one more page called, it's a blank page called page three, so that we can navigate to that and then manipulate the navigation. So the navigation history. And so here I am kind of the same pattern. I'm going to add a text block with just the name of the page, page three. I have a text block here where I'll display something, and I'll talk about that in a moment. And then a button where I'm going to implement the go back method of the frame. This will do the same thing as clicking the back button here on the face of the phone. More about that in a moment. Okay, so on our main page, on page 3.xaml.cs, we're going to do the following. I want to take a look at all of the pages that we've navigated to up until we navigated to this page. So to do that, what we'll do is work with the frames backstack, which is simply, as I hover over, it's a list of page stack entries, and page stack entries represent each of the pages that we've navigated to, as well as their state as we navigated to them and from them. Okay, and so what we're simply doing here is retrieving a property of page stack entry, the source page types that will either be like the main page class or the page two class or what have you. And we'll just add to string, and then we'll add each of these on a separate line. So that's what the the backslash end character is. And then we'll just print that into our pages text block.txt. Finally, what we'll do is remove the last item in the backstack. So if the last item is page 2, since we haven't completely navigated to page 3, it won't be in this backstack just yet. But what we'll do is remove the last page of our backstack. So we're going to get the backstack depth, how many items are in the backstack, and subtract 1 from it to remove that, since it's 0 based like an array. We're going to remove that last item from the backstack. And the reason we're doing this is to implement this button click event. So I'm going to go ahead and create the stub for the button click. And here what we'll do is simply call frame.goBack. All right, there's also a frame.goForward as well. And you can see that there are also several methods that we can call to say, can we go back? Can we go forward? And so on. And that will let us know if the back stack has any items in it, whether to go back or go forward. And we could potentially disable items on our user interface based on that. So we could disable this go back button, for example, if we cannot, in fact, go back. I'm not going to demonstrate that here. Let's go ahead. I think we have enough here to demonstrate this now. Let's run the app. Oh, we need to do one more thing. I forgot. Let's go back to page2.xaml.cs. Yes. And we need to actually navigate to page 3, like so. All right, using that simple navigation cell. We should be ready to go now. All right, so from mainpage.xaml to page2.xaml to page 3. Now you can see I've printed out the backstack. What was in the backstack was, first of all, main page and then page 2. Now remember, I also removed the last item in the backstack, this page 2. So when I click go back, it will call the frame.goBack method, and that will take us all the way back to mainpage.xaml. All right, so that's all I wanted to demonstrate, how simple it is to navigate from one page to the next and how to manipulate the navigation history, the backstack of the frame. Also, you should understand now what the frame does, how to pass data from one page to the next, and so on. And so we're going to use this knowledge as we build more complex applications here in the next few lessons, and we'll see you there. Thank you.